Gemara. But name Rabbi Kiva Nafshei. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva ask the kasha back to himself? Now what? Why do I need a plastic for to say that by a tam? You're potter from paying if Yeshua kills an Eved. What's the loch of a shor hatam? You only always have a right to collect the money only from the goof of the shor itself. So if so, over here that this shor haktam killed an Eved, the loch was supposed to kill the shor. So if so, what's the havamina to say that the bal hashor should have to pay the money of the Eved? Let the mazik say like, have you lebezim yishalom lecho? Very good. Go ahead and bring the shor to Bezdin, and Bezdin will collect for you. In other words, Avadi don't have to pay the shloshim, because since Bezdin goes and kills the shor, there's no tzad that a tam should have to pay a shloshim. You only get paid from the guf hashor. Here, the guf hashor is being killed. So what do I need a pasuk for that the baal hashor is potter for paying the mei evet? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, kishakodam vola v'shochetu. We're talking about where the owner went first and shechted this animal. Before Bezdin went ahead and gave a psak din, the owner went ahead and shechted it. So in such a case, maybe the owner has to give the bosar to the mazik to pay the eved, to pay the shloshim shel eved. So says, Mazal Tov, I would have thought to say, l'shtalaminei, maybe the baal hashor has to pay the shloshim shkolim to the baal eved, to the owner of the eved. Kamash mullah, no. Since the locher is supposed to kill this animal, afagav the shochte, even though the owner of the shor went first to shecht his animal, still the locher, that's the posik bal hashor noki, that the bal hashor is potter from paying the other, the master of the eved, the shloshim shkolim. That's the section posik bal hashor noki potter. For the gemara yochi, if so, that's the pshat according to Rabbi Kiva, that you have a half a minute. The posik is talking about such a case. L'Rabbi Eliezer Nami, Rabbi Eliezer also, let's say the same terrors. Kishakodim v'shochtoi. With the same terrors could have been said before also, where the owner came first and shechted it first. Like that was the moral we had before, that Rabbi Eliezer said, Bala Shonoki, that Yepote Michatzi Koifer. That if Yeshua kills a person, Yepote for paying Chatzi Koifer. On this, Rabbi Kiva asked back to Rabbi Eliezer, what are you the posik for? Tam only pays megufoi, pshikti you paying. That's the kasha. Now, what was Rabbi Kiva's bikasha upon Rabbi Eliezer? Let Rabbi Kiva say the same way he says himself. You know why I need the posik, Baal HaShor Noki, that if your shor kills a man, that the Baal HaShor is put up a paying kaifer, is talking about a case where the owner went first and shechted his animal before Bezdin killed it. So the Baalim has the meat. So I would have thought to say, maybe you have to pay the make kaifer from this meat. So just like Rabbi Kiva makes this drasha for himself for the Demei Eved, why can't Rabbi Eliezer make this drasha for Demei Kaifa? So Mar says, Yochi the Rabbi Eliezer Nami Kishkodem Meshachto Hochi Nami V'sova Dilma. Yes, Mar says Saka True Hochi Nami Saka True. Avad Rabbi Kiva knew that could have been an answer, but the reason why Rabbi Kiva asked the kasha to Rabbi Eliezer was the suffer of Kiva held maybe do mislay time achrin of the other mehai. Maybe he meant to ask, maybe Rabbi Eliezer has a better time, a better answer. V'neimalei, and so let him tell me. So where it says now, v'neimalei, yeah. V'neimalei, let him tell it to me. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer nami, if so, Rabbi Eliezer himself, why didn't he answer this way? Rabbi Eliezer nami, lishnilei, why didn't he answer, shekodem v'shachatu? Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer the same way Rabbi Kiva answers? That the case could be talking about by Shor HaTam, that even though your Shor killed an Eved that was supposed to kill the Shor, the Chiddush is that Yepota the Tam is when the owner shechted his own Shor. Or let Reb Lezer say this before by Demei Kaifa. Omer lo, Reb Lezer says back, Hosamu din iskav v'loriges v'behema v'loriges Adam. Now the other case is what? Yadkav wanted to kill another behema, and he killed a man. To Shor lar bakotlu. Klal, in such a case where a shor had kavanah to kill a behema, you don't have to kill the shor altogether. The Sadka Dadak, I mean, I would have thought to say, Nechayiv, in such a case that you have to pay Dimei Kaifa. Isra Krala Mute, there I need a posik to say a posik, that's Rabbi Eliezer Svara. That this shleima before the terrace was, when a shor had kavanah to kill another shor, and then by mistake it killed the yodim. So in such a case, you don't have to kill the Bala shor, because the shor didn't have kavanah to kill a man. Still, I would have thought to say, but Lamaisa Yeshua did kill a man, so maybe the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifa. Therefore, I need a posik, Baal HaShor Noki, he's still potter from paying Kaifa. But over here, to Mikoraba Kotlu. Here we're talking about, you want to tell me Rabbi Kiva's territory is where the Shor really killed the man. And the Shor is Chayiv Misa. Just what do you want to tell me? That the Baal HaShor went fast before Bezna killed the Shor and made a Shritur on the Shor. So in such a case, Rabbi Lez holds, Loitzara Kro, I do not need a posse. There's no half a minute to say you would have to pay the money. Because Afagav the Shachte, even though the owner went to Shechter at first, but since Lamaisa the din is the Shor is supposed to be killed, so Pshita, it's only a tam, and tam only gets paid Migufay, you do not have to pay the money. You're potter from Kaifa, you'll be potter from the Meyeved, because it's a tam, and there's a Chiyav Misa upon the tam. Therefore, Reb Lezer, when he dashed in the Pasuk, Yepotah from the May Kaifer, is only talking about the case where the Shor had Kavana to kill another Shor. So therefore, the Shor is not Chayiv Misa. So there I would have thought to say the owner has to pay Kaifer. Kamash was still, Bala Shor Noki is Potter from paying Kaifer. Now the Gemara says to Reb Kiva, Nami, Quantum Kiva also, Vadi Yachiyu, and the Kura Reb Lezer saying a good Svara. So even Quantum Reb Kiva, what do I need a Pasuk to say Tam is Potter from paying to Meyeved? Pshita, Tam has to be killed, and you only pay Megufay. So you, Rabbi Kiva, want to say the Chiddush is when the owner came and shechted it first. But so what if the owner shechted it first? Lomaitse, the Shor is still Chayiv Misa. So therefore, Elo Omar Rabasi, Hai Milsa Mipi de Gavra Rabbi Shmili. I heard this over the name of a great person. Omani, who's this great person? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. That the Svar is like this better. Like the Kasha, why do we need a Pasuk Bala Shor Noki, according to Rabbi Kiva, that if Yeshor HaTam kills an Evid, why would have I thought to say you have to pay the money? Because Safa Dartachim, I would have thought to say like this. Hoyl v'yom Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva sheet himself is, that Af Tam Shechov v'yodim. Even a Shor HaTam, if it goes and kills a person, the Rabbi Kiva holds, Mishalim v'moysa Nezik Shalom. That the locher is that Tam has to pay a Nezik Shalom in such a case. And the extra Chatzin Nezik, more than the first Chatzin Nezik, you pay me Aliyah. Not from the goof of the Shor, but from your own pocket. Mishtalim b'moysa nezik sholem. So, therefore, I would have thought to say maybe, where a tam kills an evid. Mishtalim nami de meyevid maliyom. Maybe you have to pay the shloshim shel evid from your own pocket, just like a bekiva shitris when a shor tam kills a person. You have to pay nezik sholem. So maybe when a shor tam kills an evid, also you have to pay the mey shloshim. That's what Bekiva needs to actually possibly know. Bala Asher Anoki, that Lamaisi Yepotah for paying the Shloshim Shalevid. That's the extra pasuk. Even though when a Shorah Tam kills a man, you have to pay Nezik Sholem, but when a Shorah Tam kills an Eved, then Bekiva holds Yepotah for paying the May Shloshim. Omalei Rabzerab Zerah said back to Rabbats Rabasi, Votavro Rabbi Kiva Legzize. Like Rabbi Kiva was Chayzer. He like broke his ice. It means he slugged it. He has the cash on himself already. The Tanya we learned says like this, Rabbi Akiva says, Yochel, only I would have thought to say, Yochel Yishalim and Aliyah, maybe in the case where Shor HaTam kills a person, but I have a svara to say that he has to pay a Nezik Sholem, so maybe this Nezik Sholem is, may Aliyah, you have to pay from your own pocket, Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says no, Kemishbet Hazeh Yasaloi, which means megufay mishalem v'yena mishalem in aliyah. You have to pay megufay and not me aliyah. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Kiva, even on its side that a Shor HaTam, when it kills a man, it has to pay nezik sholem. It's only megufay. It's still only a tam. A tam only pays megufay. So since a tam only pays megufay, it's still a kasha then. So when your Shor HaTam kills an eved, since it kills an eved, the Shor is chayiv misa. The Shor is Chayiv Misa, what's the Havamim to say? Should you have to pay Shloshim? How do you have to pay Shloshim? Yeah. So therefore, Dr. Kasha, what's the Kiva's Rosh of Allah Shor Noki, your potter from pain, Demei, Evid? So the Marian says, Elo Amar Rob, Rob answers like this, Itzrich, no, still I need the Pasek. Because Talka, Daitach, I mean, I would have thought to say, Ho, Yulomach Mireni, be Evid, Yoisimi Ben Chayrin, since still we're more machmer to the Baal HaShor when Yeshua kills an Eved than when Yeshua kills a person, even by a mu'ud. Sheben Chorin, if Yeshua kills another person, depends. Yofa Selim, that person is only worth a seller. So how much is the May Kaifa? Noisim seller, you only have to pay it. The May seller, how much is worth? Shloshim, Noisim Shloshim. If the person is worth Shloshim, you have to pay Shloshim. But the Eved, when Yoshua kills an Eved, no matter what it's worth, Yofa Sela Noisim Shloshim. Even if it's only worth a Sela, still you have to pay Shloshim. So therefore, I would have thought to say, since by Yeshur HaMu'ed, we're more machmer by an Eved than we are by Bnei Chorin, maybe Mishtalam Nami Dimei Eved Men Aliyah. Maybe in a case where Yeshur HaTam kills an Eved, maybe there would be a loch that you have to pay Men Aliyah. Maybe you would have to pay from your own pocket. That's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, Kiva holds, Kosar Rachmona, the Torah writes and says, no, Bal HaShur Anoki, that you're put to complain Dimei Eved. The Gemara says, now, Tani Kavos of the Rabbah, bring your proof, as long as it's like Rabbah. Now, the Pasuk says, Bala Shor Noki Reb Kivoy Menoki Midmei Eved. That your pot, if your Shor Atam kills an Eved, your pot of a pain shloshim. So the question is, Valoy Dinu, it's a Svara, Hoyu Vachayim the Eved, Vachayim Ben Chorin. Ma Kishachayim Ben Chorin, Chalakta by Betam Lamuid. Just like when your Shor kills a free person, Ben Chorin. There's a difference between a Tam and a Muid, that you only pay Kaifa by a Muid killing a person. But not when Yeshur HaTam kills a person. If so, Af Kishachayim the Eved. Maybe the same thing when Yeshur kills an Eved, Nechlik, we should make a difference, by Ben Tam Lamuid. There maybe should be a difference, Taka. There maybe Tam should be Potter and Muid should be only Muid is Chayim. The Yoy then really Kavachayim, not the Kavachayim. Oma Ben Chayim, Shen Noisin Kol Shaviyav. Madach by a Ben Chayim, you have to pay Kaifa exactly how much it's worth. Still, cholak the boy betam lamud. The difference that Tam is potter from kaifer only mud is chayiv. If so, eved when your shor kills an eved, sheino noisin el shloishim. No matter how much money the eved is worth, you only have to pay shloishim, not more. If so, ainu din isn't it a svara shenechlek boy betam lamud that avada there should be a difference in svara that only if your shor hamud kills an eved do you have to pay shloishim, but not when your shor hatam kills an eved. Lemachrinu b'yevid yoisim ben churin. So Mar says yes that we should not be more machal by an evid more than a ben churin. She ben churin yofas selas and selah shloshim mashm shloshim b'yevid yofas selas and shloshim. Now the Gemara says the opposite way. Maybe no. Like they say now, lemachrinu b'yevid is the kasha. No, isn't it a svar? You see, the Torah is more machal by evid more than by a ben churin. So maybe then even a tam should be chayiv. Where do we see the Torah is more machmer? She ben chorin, because if Yeshua kills a normal person, yofa selah, that person was only worth a dollar, noisin selah. You only have to pay kaifa, just one selah. Shloshim, noisim, shloshim, true. But the eved, when Yeshua kills an eved, no matter how much it's worth, even if it's only yofa selah, noisin shloshim. So you see, the Torah was machmer more when Yeshua kills an eved than when Yeshua kills a ben chorin. If so, Yochum, maybe I would have thought to say, Yehi Chayim, that maybe when Yeshua Tam kills an Eved, maybe still you would have to pay Shloshim. Talmud Loima, this is the post we need the post to tell us, Bal HaShor Noki, which means, Noki mid May Eved. Know that the Bal HaShor is potter completely from paying the May Eved. This is the way Rabbi Akiva dashes. Turn around, buddy. What's the price like this? The post says, Vehemish Ish Aisha. If Yeshua kills a man or a lady, so Amar Rav Kiva, Kiva says, V'chima bo zelolam deinu. What if this pasuk come to teach us that if Yeshua kills a man or a lady? Im l'chayev al isha kish. If it's teaching us that even when Yeshua kills a lady, it has the same halacha like when it kills a man. Harei kva nema, the pasuk before said this already. It said, Ki yigach shor es ish o yes isha. It already said the halacha already, if Yeshua kills a man, that we have to kill the shor. So what does the second pasuk say over again? The hamish ish aisha, ela rather lahakish ishalish. It comes to make hakish the lady to a man. Ma ish, just like by a man. Nizak of liyoshov. If Yoshua kills a man, when you have to pay the kaif for the damage, you have to pay it to the yoshim of this person that died. His yoshim is afisha. The same thing. If Yoshua kills a lady, that you have to pay her kaif. Who do you give the money to? Nizkar liyoshel. It goes to her yashim, to her father, to her brothers, and it means not to her husband. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. For the Gemara, v'sav Rav Akiva lo yoris labal, is it true that Rav Akiva holds that a husband doesn't yashin her? Like we're talking about a married lady. If a shor kills the married lady, so the baal shor has to pay kaifa. So who does he have to give the money? So it says Rav Akiva dashim this pasuk v'hemish ish es isha a yeshisha, that an isha is the same love like a man. Just like when Yeshua kills a man, you have to pay to his yoshim. The same thing when Yeshua kills a lady, even though she's married, you have to pay it to her yoshim and not to the husband. For the Gemara, is that true? V'yatanya, we learned The pasuk in Bamidbar says by the parasha of Yerusha, it says v'yorash oisel, that the husband yashins his wife. Mikan, Rabbi Kiva dashes mikan shabal yoras asishto. The Rabbi Kiva, he says that's what this pasuk means. V'yorash oisel, that midiraisa, a husband yashins his wife. When your wife dies, anything she owns goes to the husband. Says so here also. If somebody sure kills your wife, so why is the halacha that the kaifa goes to her yashim, to her brothers? It should go to the husband. So Gemara answers, Amarash Lakish, lo yomer ela b'kaifa. This halacha was only said by kaifa over here, that kaifa goes to her yashim, not to the husband. You know why? Hoyo v'yem mishtalem el liyachamisa. Because she only has to pay the money after she dies. So then she's not your wife anymore. The Hevelay Roe, it's only like something that was fit to come to the husband, but she never received the gift. Like she was never zecher in the money. Therefore, v'yena ba'al noita barok of a muxik. Money that your wife never received yet. Just money that somebody owed to your wife, and then your wife died, there's no din Yerusha on that money. That money goes to her yashim, not to the husband's, not to the husband. The husband only yashins his wife's money, money that she owned when she was alive. But here, this kaifa, she didn't own the money. The chiv is first chal after the shah kills her, after she's dead. Now there's a chiv to give her the money. So who does this money go to? Not to the husband, but it goes to her yashim. That's John the pasuk. All right, turn over. Now, my time, how do we know this is started by the Yerusha of the Baal when a husband yashins his wife? It's only on something that she already owned and not to something that's becoming to her. On Makro, the pasuk says, Sehemish ish aisha, hashor yisokil, the gamble of yumas, im kaifa yusha solo, uven yisokim lo yir. Yeah, no, the Rashi doesn't know. My time, the merchant says, how do you know ain't kaifa mishtalim el yachamisa? Maybe the chiv is chal mechayim. But how do we know the chiv kaifer is only chal liachamis? That's the Gemara's kasha. On this, the Gemara answers. The pasuk says, "Ve'emish yisra yisha shor yisokel v'gamul of yumas and kaif yisolo." Mashma after the shor yisokel, then the chiv kaifer.
In other words, the chiv kaifer is first after the shor has its chiv skila, and the shor is first chiv skila after you killed it. So therefore, kaif is different. The whole chiv is first chal after she died. So where is the kasha though? Uven izokin lo yomer Rabbi Kiva. But if a regular izokin, somebody did damage to the isha, then you want to say Rabbi Kiva did not say halachah that the yerusha would not go to her, but rather go to her husband. The Yotanya would learn like this: he could ask the isha if a man hit a pregnant isha. And the child came out, she was mapil, is noise netzik for tzal isha. The loch is the damage and the pain, that money goes to the isha herself. Udumei vlodis labal, but the money of the kid, that goes to the husband. The Torah is mazaka, the dumei vlodis to the baal. What's going to be ain habal? Let's say the baal is not alive, the baal died already. So loch is noise in liyoshov. Then the May Vladis goes to the husband's Yoshim. What about Eno Isha? Let's say the Isha died afterwards. So then Noisenis Liyosheho, we give the money for the Nezikah for the Tzar to her Yoshim. Mashma not to the husband, but to her Yoshim. So that's the Kasha Rabbi Kiva. I Rabbi Kiva says the husband Yashin's his wife, and here you see even by regular Nizokin, the Locher is the money goes to her Yoshim. What about Hoysho Shivcha Vinishtachro? She was a Shivcha that was freed. So Rashi says, "Kloima hoisa mishuchreres mulberes mishuchro," that she became pregnant after she was freed.